The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio, and Spotlight on Long Island Schools is brought to you in part by the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association, serving Long Island school boards since 1959. And, well, listen, last week we were talking with the folks from the East Williston School District, in particular the Wheatley School, and we were talking about school within a school, and we had just finished up talking with some of the students, and, well, there was a lot more I wanted to cover, so, you know, This program is so nice, we decided to do it twice, as they would say, and we're bringing them back to talk about the school within a school. And Dr. Feeney, welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. I mean, we were finishing out the last segment with your students, and listen, a lot to be proud of with the students that you have there, very well-spoken, who are really selling the program and sold it so much for me. Like I said, here we are again with part two of the show. As an administrator of the high school, what are some of the benefits that you see for kids that are fully engaged in this? I mean, I can only imagine that when kids take ownership of something, the work is getting done, they're fully engaged, the rigor is there. What are some of the other things that you see as an outcome after kids leave this program and go on to higher education or career? What are some of the benefits that you see with the SWS program beyond the Wheatley School?
Right. I mean, clearly you've got the essential aspects of the communication, the writing, the thinking, the critical thinking that takes place that they carry forward as they leave our school. I think most importantly, however, is this sense of community, right? Within SWS, they build a sense of community. There's a responsibility to the community that each individual has to take ownership of, and the community is responsible to each of those individuals. So learning how to live within a community, because it's a diverse group of kids, right? They might not necessarily all be friends with each other coming into the program, but they learn. They learn to live with each other within the program, take classes, grow with each other. They need to manage a program. This is a student-run, democratic program. So they have to work with each other, differing views. When you learn to do that in high school, you're developing a skill that carries on well beyond high school. So the sense of connection, the sense of community, so critical. We hear a lot about SEL, social emotional learning. SWS is a model of that. Right, the accountability kids have to take, the emphasis on making connections, not just with their teachers, but with each other. That's an important part of the program. SWS has served as a model for a lot of what we're trying to do as a school as a whole. And as we move to things such as restorative justice, I have in presentations to the community, to the board, I've referenced SWS as a model. SWS has been doing this sort of these things long before we took them on a school-wide basis. So it's a great community, a great model.
Yeah, and you know, with the social and emotional learning piece, I mean, the peer support is such a huge component that I think gets so missed. And during the times that we've had over the last 2 years, I think for kids to have that connection, that peer support to work through all this stuff has been so critically important. And, you know, you raise another aspect too, you know, the diversity and differences of opinions. And Mr. Clark, you're the faculty moderator and you've been involved in the program for a long time. You know, a lot of adults could learn a lot about differing opinions, right? I have an expression, you could disagree without being disagreeable, right? And I think we need more of that in the world. So talk to us about how the program navigates through some of the more controversial topics that some of these kids are tackling and dealing with each other.
I think that's a great, you know, it's a great opportunity we have in our social studies electives, and I think in the English classes as well. I mean, I remember, I'm not sure how many years ago it was, but I remember Steve and I ended up teaching similar classes at the same time around civil engagement, about how do we talk to each other when, you know, to be frank, you know, we have a wide variety of points of view in a classroom. And, you know, how do we help kids become, you know, good citizens who understand how to decipher news versus fake news, and, you know, to have honest conversations where they're disagreeing. And I think, you know, I do have to say, you know, Dr. Feeney has been very supportive. And I think that support really helps us, because we build a community. Like, Sarah is the head of HR, and, you know, we're going to hear from her later. But I mean, like, Dr. Feeney helped us to do a trip to Adventure Park out in Suffolk this year. So, like, even though we couldn't do our overnight trip, where we really build that community. And I think when you build that community on our Wednesday community days and on our trips and on all the different activities we try to, that gives you the ability to have conversations, because we're not having conversations between people who don't know and care about each other. We're having conversations between, you know, the individuals who are part of a community who disagree, but can hopefully see beyond that disagreement to the, you know, the core values that we all share. So I think that community is really a powerful learning vehicle for those kind of difficult things. And then I just think also just for education, that sense of feeling that the class and being part of the community, that I have a responsibility. And I think our kids take that seriously, and that really benefits everybody.
Yeah. And Mr. Collier, you're also a teacher there, and head up the large part of the English that is part of SWS. But again, the foundation of respect and accountability is, from an outsider looking in, is such a key component to what I'm hearing so far. What are some of the other challenges of making sure the program maintains the rigor that it needs and meets the expectations of what you guys have set out?
Well, we've had times in the past where the program didn't consistently have that rigor. And over the last few years, we worked very hard to incorporate AP and honors courses, AP seminar as part of what we've done. And we've done our best to set up courses that would attract a range of students, including some of the best students in our school, and setting up opportunities for them to discuss things that really matter to them, have made many kids, even after 10th grade, want to join us. And so when we can offer a class in civil disagreement, a class in crossing cultures and intercultural things, when we can offer courses in a book like Caste, when we can offer courses in things that can't be spun as easily into the regular curriculum, it attracts great kids. And SWS has ended up being a testing ground for ideas and courses that then go to the rest of our curriculum. Many of the things that we start out here then move forward and are used by everybody.
And speaking of one of those great students, Andre, we spoke with you last week. You're the elected student leader of SWS. And, you know, looking back on your time, you had to write a letter to get in, and you were lucky enough to get in. And, you know, you're in the program 3 years now. And the sense of community and the learning piece aside, what are some of the other challenges, or not even challenges, what are some of the highlights that as a student you have seen your community overcome in a very positive way that really stands out for you?
Okay, so something that I really enjoyed was, I think about like a month or so ago, or maybe 2 months ago, SVS every week, instead of classes running every 5 days, we have classes running for 4 days, and every Wednesday we have a community day. And essentially what we do on that day is we just spend the entire day like bonding as a community, getting work that needs to be done for our community. And you typically, whenever we go on like SWS wide field trips, we use those last three periods. And 1 week we went ice skating, and ice skating ring. I can't recall what the name is, but what was a highlight about that to me was the fact of like the amount of work that us as a community had to do in order to get it to happen. I remember we brought up the idea during announcements one community day, like I think two community days before the day that we ended up going. And we brought the idea of we want to go on an ice skating rink, but we're having like these problems. And we really communicate with each other as community. And we tried to solve the problem together. And what ended up happening is that somebody had an idea of an ice skating rink that we could go to. So Sarah actually was in the call right now, and I, and Tara, another member of the community, we drove out to the ice skating rink because they weren't answering our calls in order to ask them if they could do it. And we ended up being able to schedule it. So I think what was a highlight about that to me is the fact that, like, oh my God, there's all these people that care so much about this, and we were able to make it happen like together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so a problem presented itself in a critical thinking format. You guys came up with some workable solutions and you resolved it, and you were successful in continuing with the goal of this community project and had the buy-in from the rest of the community to do it. And listen, those are real life skills, right? Persistence, problem solving, pivoting on the fly. These are all things that you're going to use for the rest of your life. And you guys basically grabbed the bull by the horns and took care of it. We are talking with the Wheatley School, the East Williston School District in Nassau County, about the school within a school. And we're going to learn more about some of the programs that these students are tackling when we come back from the break, listening to linewsradio.com. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, continuing our conversation with the folks from the Wheatley School in the East Williston School District. And again, it's a North Shore school district in Nassau County, K through 12, about 1,800 students, known as the Wildcats. And the school within a school program, well, it's been around for a long time, but it just sounds so innovative and unique to me. And that's kind of sad. You know, we should have more of these type of programs so that kids could really, it's student-centered, student-driven for part of the day. And that's how you get total commitment, total buy-in, total engagement. And we're talking with some of the students now. We were talking with Andre, who is the student elected leader and high school senior over there. Sarah, last week, we mentioned how you were head of the human relations part for school within school, and just the very title of it just sounds like you're doing a lot of work, and the president shows up or the elected leader shows up and, you know, make sure everything's going okay, but you're kind of calming the waters, so to speak. What I want to know from you, Sarah, is, you know, I'm looking at some of the sampling of the course offerings, both from an English standpoint, social science standpoint, of the courses that you've taken over these last several years. What is the standout for you, whether it be a course on a particular book, which is the one that really just jumps right? Like, I'm looking at the list to this day. I'm much, much older than you guys, probably older than most of the folks on the call here. And Lord of the Flies just jumps right out for me because I remember the book distinctly, and I remember learning about it and the passion that drove me into reading with that. Of the course offerings, what's your top one?
I mean, I have a lot of classes that I like because they're all so different. So it's really hard to pick one. As always, I really like Steve or Mr. Collier's Shakespeare classes. I never really thought I'd like Shakespeare until I took one of his classes. And it just kind of put like a really humorous spin on things, especially because I never thought I'd be laughing or even smiling at a joke in a Shakespeare book or in a Shakespeare play. Another class that really stands out for me is there's another teacher, her name's Gina. She teaches a mindfulness class, and I know it sounds like it's kind of like weird to have a mindfulness class in an English program, but I feel like a lot of times, especially going through COVID, kids need like that time to learn how to relax and calm themselves down in times of stress. And I think that class really helped me. And I also think, like, I don't know, like I taught a class called Counterculture, and that was definitely a highlight of one of the classes because I got to teach it and I really got to teach my peers about something that I'm interested in. I'm very into like the 70s movement and all the movements, like the feminist movement, like everything like that, the music. So that was also like a highlight for me, obviously. Yeah.
So counterculture, and you zeroed in on the decade of the 70s, right? And I agree with you with the music from the 70s, probably some of the best. Mid 80s too, I'm very fond of. That's probably an age thing. But what are some of the things that you had to make sure you imparted to your peers about the counterculture and what was some of the lessons that you could take from the 70s that are still applicable 50 years later?
So things I had to prepare a lot for the class. I actually taught it with another teacher because he was also interested in it. We had to make a whole syllabus of what we were teaching each day. Some of the things we taught was the feminist movement, music, fashion during that time. I actually had students tie-dye just to like get into it. And it was really fun for everyone. I think they were able to pay attention because they were like in it and they were like hands-on.
There are definitely some fashions that should never come back from the 70s, by the way. For the record, polyester is probably the top one there for me.
We also talked about heavier topics, though. We did talk about the Vietnam War. We did talk about a lot of the movements. And I think that those are really important for now, especially because we have a lot of things going on today that it's important to speak out and raise your voice when it needs to. So I think hearing about things from the past help to motivate people and students in general.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of parallels, particularly from the early 70s to some of what we've been experiencing today. And I think there's a lot of similarities and lessons that we learned back then that are still applicable today. Kayla, again, last week we were talking with you, and what struck me about you, you know, you just came into the community, you connected with SWS, and you said something to me that really struck out, that you instantly connected because of SWS with the community and with the school. And even though you were new to the school, you're a few months in and you already feel part of the family. What have, in addition to being the editor in chief of the magazine, what are some of the other things that you're looking forward to the remainder of this year?
Well, it'd be a lie to say I'm not looking forward to more field trips, but what's it called? Honestly, I'm just looking forward to being into SWS. I love SWS in general because we're able to take so many courses and because we're a community and we're able to grow upon each other. And that's one of the things I never thought I'd be able to do, because there's always a thing like, oh, they're a senior, don't talk to them. But I think I've gotten close to so many seniors this year. It's like unbelievable. So, yeah.
And what's been your favorite course so far in your short time with SWS?
I think for me, it's Big Questions. So there was a class taught by a teacher, Lauren, and she taught Big Questions. And it was a very relaxed class. I really liked that, but it got me thinking because we looked at a different question every time. And it could have been a deep question. It could have been non-deep question, but it was all about how you perceived it. And I really loved that class because I was able to think a lot deeper than I ever thought I'd be able to. And I even brought some of the questions back to my house and asked my family. And I was like, one of the questions were, how replaceable are you? And I had asked my family that. And
right.
I wrote a whole essay about it and everything. And it was really nice.
So what were some of the points that you brought up as far as how replaceable are you? And I guess it depends on the context of, what are we replacing? You know, is it a job or career, or is it the person? What was the angle that you approached in your essay?
Well, for me, I approached it in two ways. I approached it in a family way and a social way. So I said that in society, I'm very replaceable. Like if I was in my workplace, there would always be someone that's able to take over my job. But in terms of family, I don't think there's anyone that could match my compassion for this certain thing and the way that someone feels about me. I don't think there would be something that matches that. So I looked at it in that type of angle with two.
Right. And sometimes family just isn't blood relation either, right? I mean, you have your family within the SWS community and you impact it on a regular basis with your interaction and being accountable to the other members of that community. Really, really good stuff. Andre, you know, you're a high school senior. So forward thinking a little bit, you know, this is a big year for you. You're going to be graduating soon. I want to know from you, what's next after you graduate, and how has the experiences of SWS and taking a leadership role within SWS going to help you for what you believe is your next step?
Yeah, you know, so like before coming into like this year, I kind of really had no idea what I wanted to do in terms of like after school and like what I want to pursue in college. But I'm thankful that last year Like we said, students are able to teach. And I taught a class with one of my favorite people that I've ever met, ever, Josette. She was a teacher here who was a fill-in for during COVID. And we taught a class together called Writing Through Poetry. And I think, and actually Sarah was one of the students in that class. And I think that having that experience and like being able to like teach kind of solidified in me that teaching is where I want to go. So I'm super thankful for that experience. And I think without SWS, I wouldn't have ever realized that about myself.
And that's a great thing because there is a looming teacher shortage out there. So we need more educators. So good for you. And I wish you all the best. Sarah, two quick questions for you. Same thing. What's next after graduation? But more importantly, I want to know, how was Andre as a teacher? Let's give him a little peer review here.
Andre was an amazing teacher. I think honestly, he was able to get across every single lesson that he wanted to get across, but he also did it in a way that was fun, and I never really lost interest. I remember one time he showed us this this Kanye song, but without the lyrics, and he just showed us like the instrumental, and he was like, how does this make you feel? Like, what do you think the message coming across with like the tone of it? And then he gave us the lyrics and was like, does this match? And it was just so crazy to see how the poetry and the music collide. And that was like amazing to me.
All right. Good for you, Andre. That would be a good review on Yelp. So Sarah, what's next for you after graduation?
I actually got into my top school, the George Washington University.
Awesome.
And I'm planning on majoring in photojournalism. I'm really into photography, so that's like why I'm pursuing it. I think that SWS helped me to get to that point because through SWS, I'm able to talk to people and I'm able to really make people feel comfortable that they'll want to be interviewed and they'll want to be shot. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations. That is awesome to hear. And once again, Dr. Feeney, very impressive program, very impressive kids. Well done, sir.
Thank you. It's the kids that make the program and they've done an amazing job.
Well, we want to thank the folks from the Wheatley School and the School Within a School for joining us these past 2 weeks. And well, I've learned quite a bit, and it's an impressive young group of students as well. And I'm sure there are tons of them within the program, and we wish them all the best. We want to thank you for tuning in to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in, and your school may be the next one right here in our spotlight. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.